大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hello, people, this is Adam.
People,、一般我都说 Hi, guys.
Oh, hello, humans.
对，那英语里面呢，对于人啊，这个称谓有非常多不同的词，然后在不同的情况底下呢，你也千万不能用错，不然会觉得非常的奇怪，会闹笑话啊。今天呢，我和 Adam 就要跟大家说一下，到底这些什么 people, human, guys, mankind, 各种各样的它有什么样的区别。好，那这个话题呢，其实我觉得学英语的时候很基本啊，非常重要，所以希望大家一定要好好的掌握。你可以到我们的微信公众号开言英语，开放的开，语言的言，去看我们配套的推送。因为这样的话呢，除了听我们的声音，还可以看到我们的编辑精心为你编写的 script 这个稿子，然后学习的效果会更加的好。 OK， 那 Adam， 我们第一个就来说说，我觉得大家学英语英语时候学人第一个学到的词就是 people，
people who have people，
这也是一首很好听的英语
歌。 Are the luckiest people. Yeah, I mean, this is a really good one to start with because this is obviously a very common one.
那讲到 people 呢，我就记得好像老师说people 前面不要用的，然后呢 people 是复数，也不能说 a people.
Right.
但后来我学英语发现不对、
right.
可以说 the people， 而且还可以说 a people.
Right. I think probably what's going on is the teachers just want to make it simple、because as we are going to discover today, you know, there are so many different ways we can use the word people. But for the most part, you know, there were lots of people in the shopping mall.
People are coming to town.
People are coming to town.
People are starting to shop.
Yes.
对，就是在日常生活当中，就是 people 是最常用的，不会加的，当然也不会加啊。但是呢，当你学到英语学到一定程度的时候，你会发现啊， people 前面能加的还能加啊。
That's right. Well, so for our example before about people in the mall, first of all, we can say, you know, the people in the mall were shopping.
就是你讲特定 specific 的一群人的时候、你可以加
the people, those people.
那 what about, 我就想到中国人，是 Chinese people 还是the Chinese people?
Oh, that's a really good question. Okay, so let's say that same shopping mall we were just talking about was full of Chinese people and they're just shopping away. Then we could say, ah, there's lots of Chinese people in the mall.
或者你前面说的 the mall is full of Chinese people. 但就不会说 the mall is full of the Chinese people. 对吗?
Right, because the Chinese people makes me think about, like,your national anthem.
Okay.
中华民族到了。
对，所以 the Chinese people 就是说，对，中华民族，中华儿女。
A group of people. But united together.
对，因为用 the people 的时候，通常我们是在 emphasize 它的一个 common identity，还有一个共同的身份。比如说 the Chinese people are hardworking and...brave.
Yes, yes. Or the Chinese people have suffered greatly.
就是勤劳勇敢的中国人、对吧？中国人民，中国人民以前经历过很多的苦难啊。这个时候我们会加的。那如果说现在中国人是全世界都有，中华儿女遍天下，这是说 the Chinese people are everywhere or
no,
Chinese
people are everywhere.
对，因为这个时候又回到我们是比较 common， 就是说普通人老百姓中国人是 everywhere、而不是在说我们一个大的民族，对不对、好，那我们把 the people the Chinese people 搞清了以后，再来看看这个 a people.
Right, this is kind of the same idea, right? It's that group, it's that you know, shared identity、but of course the earth has manysuch groups.
OK, 所以我之前看到过一个很好的例子啊，一句话，它是说 the Chinese people are a great people.
Is that Trump? Did he say that?
没有啊。
The Chinese people are a great people. They're the best people.
不是 It's true, 因为这里讲的 the Chinese people are a great people、就是讲的我们这个 中华儿女或者中国人是一个伟大的民族、
mm-hmm.
所以其实我的理解里面 a people 更像一个民族
Right, yes. So again, on the earth there are many such groups. So you can say, you know, the Chinese people are a great people. The British people
are a great people.
Yes, the Canadian people are the best people.
好，那 people 我们看完了它的用法以后呢，现在再来看看它的 singular, 就是 person.
Okay, person.Person, obviously, I am a person, you are a person, but what about our audience? Are they persons?
对
Yeah, it's a weird one. The truth is, you are all persons, but we don't often use that in speech. We use it in, like, legal situations.
对，所以我觉得这里大家就记住，就是当你讲一个人的时候，单数的时候，那当然不是 one people, 就是 one person,
yeah,
是吧
yeah, yeah.
但是当你讲 plural 的时候呢，日常最常用的还是 people, 就不会用 persons, 比如、
yeah.
oh, five persons are coming to dinner,
right.
那个听起来就很奇怪、
right.
因为 person 后面加 s, 一般只用在像 Adam 说那种法律的情形底下、
right.
比如法律的一些文件或者 legal interpretation,、
right.
是吧
Right.
是法律上面说承认什么 corporations
Right.
are persons. 对。好那这个讲完了以后我们再来回到日常很常用的啊。比如我自己呢每次节目一开始很喜欢说 Hi guys, welcome back to the show. 这个 guys, 其实它也有一群人的意思。它还有一个意思就是男的人。
Right. So when we're talking about a group of people, like I'm sure a lot of your foreign friends or foreign teachers will say like,Hey guys. You really want to make sure there is at least one guy, one man in that group.
对的对的。不然一群人如果都是女孩的话、你说 Hi guys, 就很奇怪。
Right, yeah.
那一群女孩就 Hey girls
Hey ladies
Hey ladies
Yeah, it's, I mean that is a tougher one, right? Because、
yeah.
some ladies don't want to be called girls Some、mm-hmm. girls don't want to be called ladies So、hi people
还我们还是回到这个 guys 吧对我觉得日常轻松的这种打招呼的时候 Hi guys 很常用啊但是呢有一种情况底下比如你说中国人因为我是有听到我朋友说 Chinese guys、
yeah.
怎么怎么样他想说的是 Chinese people.
Right.
But when you say Chinese guys,、it means men.
Right.
Chinese men,、
right.
中国男人。
Yeah, so if you say like Chinese guys are hardworking,、you're kind of saying only the guys are hardworking. You're not saying all the Chinese people are hardworking.、
是的是的所以这个大家也要小心、也要注意啊。好那诶接下来我们再看一个很口语的是 folks
Folks, yeah, hey folks
Folks 的意思也是人、
right.
然后呢比如我们中国的民族乐啊这个是 folk music, folk songs、
mm-hmm.
美国也有 folk music
Folk music,
right,
yeah
就是老百姓
Right
那 folks 其实打招呼的时候也挺常用的啊
It's true, I mean it's something that a lot of older people use
That's right、
Hey folks
Hi folks, how
Hi,
are
folks.
you doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah And a lot of like radio people, TV people、will use that too Like, hello folks、
但是 folks 还有一个意思是你的爸爸妈妈是吗
My folks, yeah
My folks、当你讲 my folks 的时候 You、
right.
mean your parents、
好
那我们今天节目的最后一个部分呢我们来看看口语里用的不太多的但是 you certainly see it in writing、in books、maybe newspaper 就是说到人的时候他可能会用什么 man、humanMankind,
okay.
human being, 这些
Right, humankind.
Humankind,、是是。首先其实这几个词我觉得真的从类别上来讲就很书面嘛。
Right, but man kind of is both, right? I mean, man can be very, very formal, but obviously we can also say like, hey man,、
是
what's up man?
对。
I'm a man.
但以前的时候 man...它也可以 include women.
Everyone, yeah.
Everyone.
It used to mean everyone. And that's why we had this word mankind, which、meant everybody, all people together.
人类。但是呢现在好像一个共识就是说 if you use the word man to describe men and women,、it's a sexist word.
Yeah.
所以讲到人类的时候、用的更多的就是 mankind.、
Humankind, yeah, humankind.
Oh, humankind.
Right.
So they just refer to the human species, 就是我们这个物种。
Right. Well, yes and no. I mean, it refers to the species, but it also refers to, like, our culture and our history and our, you know, all of those things that make us human, uniquely human.
对 things that make us human. 没错，所以我觉得这一堆这几个词里面呢，你日常如果要用的话，可能是用 human 最多一点。
Mm-hmm.
Much more than you would use, you know, mankind.
Right, exactly.
所以我们就重点来看看 human 这个词。
Okay, human is really easy as an adjective. Right, you know, human history, human achievement,
对
human exploration.
是就是讲到人类的、mm-hmm. 像历史啊贡献啊对吧但我觉得还有一个就是讲到特别一些 tech products、科技产品它的设计很人性化就是说 it's got a human touch
human touch yeah、
或者说可以说比如 Apple's products、mm-hmm. are very human
they're human
它是很人性化的对不对、
well that made me think of another one、the human element right because a lot of these products they don't really have that human touch they seem so mechanical
yeah,
which means that they don't have the human element
是是
and the human element of course is you know often emotional dumb
有情感这也让我想到很多朋友说喜欢跟开言学英语就是因为我们不是那种 AI 啊机器都是真的主播、they're connecting with real humans. We've got the human touch
not the human touch but that's the same thing with callingthe bank or you know calling the insurance company right when you're talking to a robot you know for information on insurance please press one
yeah
you, know, you want just please let me speak to a human that's what we would say
好那今天啊我们真的讲了好多跟人有关的词啊、
还有一个
还有
yeah sorry this one is the most important because it is the most like philosophical out of all of these don't be afraid
是什么词
human being
Ye 是人类嘛
Right, but this one is special because, as you guys probably know, being is a verb, right? It's a state, or it's, you know, it's this idea of we are not just one thing, we are changing, we are evolving, we are growing. So, like, often we'll use this word human being when we are, you know, maybe in a movie, someone is being treated like it's a war.And someone is treating the person very poorly, like, I'm a human being, you can't treat me this way.
对，然后还有就是，我觉得当我们对应说，比如人和动物的区别，和 animals 是怎么怎么样，然后 human beings 是怎么怎么样。
Right, exactly, like a biologist would call us human beings.
今天的节目对我也觉得挺 philosophical 的
Of course, it's all about humans
It's about our being, right?、Mm-hmm. 我们是这个活着的状态学习的状态、
Yes, oh, I have an idea to how to make your being better
怎么让我们活得更好吗成为更好的人 By learning Okay, we hope you guys enjoyed today's show And 至少搞清了比如 people, the people 还有什么 persons 平常不要乱用就可以了好那今天的节目就到这儿那当然我们开言除了 Adam 和我的双语脱口秀我们还有一个更加完整更加能帮你一步一步学英语的一个会员课程库我们分六个级别然后不同类型的课程会教给你日常生活当中工作当中旅游当中最实用最地道的英语口语也让你了解到现在美国发生最热点的一些资讯大家可以到我们的微信公众号点击菜单免费试用之后呢在公众号升级也有最优惠的价格学习一年只要618元 Okay guys, thank you for listening We will see you next time 再见
Goodbye humans